Over the years, I've learned as a pastor, as a priest, that people like to send me stuff. I guess they think if they send me enough stuff, they'll influence what I say or what I do. I get stuff from, I get stuff from book companies, I get stuff from authors and theologians, I get stuff from rogue cardinals, I get stuff from everywhere. One of the things I got once that really caught my attention was this miracle that a megachurch, evangelical I suppose, sent me. Here it is. A miracle in an envelope, they told me. It's a picture of Jesus with his eyes shut, and it says this: look into Jesus' eyes, and you will see they are closed. But as you continue to look, you will see his eyes opening and looking back into your eyes. Then go and be alone and kneel on this rug of faith, or touch it to both knees. Then please check your needs on our letter to you. Please return this rug. Do not keep it. Oops. On the back side of the paper, which is a rug, it says, "This prayer rug is soaked with the power of prayer for you. Use it immediately. Then please return it with your prayer needs checked on our letter to you." Keeps going back to that letter. "It must be mailed to a second home that needs a blessing after you use it." Well, maybe I'm the second home. I don't know. But I tell you, that list in the letter, it had everything on it. There was all kinds of things on there that I could check off to pray for. Lots of stuff. And a desire from this church to send them a love donation. But the thing that I noticed, that this list that came with a whole bunch of things to ask God for, there was one thing notably missing. Wasn't on the list. The cross. The cross was not on their list. Prosperity preachers would have us escape our cross, forget our cross, and even deny our need for a cross. And we are susceptible to their pitch. Our first human instinct is to run from our cross. We drug it away, drink it away, shop it away, and so on and so on. So when someone comes along and dangles in front of our face a magical paper prayer rug that will miraculously give you anything that you need, we say to ourselves, maybe just in our heads, could it work? Jesus teaches us point blank that if we are going to be his disciple, then we must take up our cross and follow him. For where the master goes, the disciple follows. Yet, we are afraid. We're afraid of the pain, the shame, and the death. Jesus knew all of this, went through all of this, and came out, as we will celebrate next Sunday, on the other side. Charlatans prey upon our fears and misperception that Jesus promises his followers delivery from their cross. He does not. Jesus does not save us from our cross any more than he was saved from his. Rather, Jesus saves us through our cross. And this is the miracle of Holy Week. Through our cross, our suffering is transformed from being our downfall into being our means of salvation through our communion with God, who, as we celebrated back at Christmas, is Emmanuel, God with us. Faithfully, this Holy Week, we of St. Bernadette will walk liturgically with Jesus through his passion, death, and resurrection. We do this Holy Week liturgically what we are called to do every day of our lives, to take up our crosses and follow. Remember God's promise. On the other side of crucifixion, there will be no more tears, no more gray hairs or wrinkles, no more arthritis, breathing machines, wheelchairs, or chemo. There, we will run and jump, dance and sing in communion with all the holy ones who washed clean through their crosses, celebrate resurrection. This is the blessing promised us. This is the gift secured for us by our Savior. Walk with the Lord. For the light has come into the world, and the darkness cannot overcome it.